Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, as we stream live online right now. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and U.S. Coast Guard, too, along with those people working in the coronavirus fight, the COVID-19 effort, keeping us all free and safe, and to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft taxi, the bus drivers, all the roughnecks working out there in the oil rigs, wherever you're at here in the country or around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and Google us. Find out all the different platforms where we're at, and follow us however you want to follow us. There's many different ways to do that, and Twitter as well, and Instagram, and a few other things. But anyway, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hello.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, which founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we had a lot of protests around the country yesterday. By a lot, I mean more than one state. They protested in California. I'm pretty sure they protested in Virginia. I know they were back in Minnesota, in Maryland, in Michigan, too. What did you find out about your deal out there in California? How'd that go out?
Well, that was down in the San Diego area, more specifically near Encinitas, and they the protesters made a stop outside the Encinitas mayor's house in order to make their wishes known and so forth. But what's happening, Captain, of course, are people are they're wanting to be able to get back to work. They don't understand in many ways some of the harshness of the lockdown procedures. Basically, in California, it's kind of a little bit of a different story than we've seen in Michigan, where they've had some very bizarre things going on. But I think it's not so much that they don't want to participate in stopping the virus. It's that they don't understand how they're going to be able to survive if we don't have commerce going on and with the safety factors and all these kinds of things involved.
Well, as a country, we can't and we won't, because we are all about our freedoms. We are all about capitalism, and all of this is just slowly washing that away, which I do believe some would just as soon like to see it disappear, a la the Democrats, because this is part of their stated goal, the fundamental transformation of America. And who controls the purse strings of America right now, Kyle?
Well, the Congress, and that would be the House, primarily with the Democrats.
And Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
So we are at her beck and whim right now, in the midst of something that's horrendous, and instead of thinking of the country first, all she's thinking about is what she can do to hurt Donald Trump or line her own pockets.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, I've heard stories, of course, about World War II, not only in history books, but from family members over time, you know, way back in the day. And the one thing that I always sort of gleaned from that, Captain, is that the country really united. They understood that there was an existential threat that could literally end our way of life. And people came together. We don't have to go through all the different aspects of that, obviously, but that's what was happening. Whether they were on the front lines or whether they were gathering scrap metal for the war effort, everybody sort of was going in the same direction, generally speaking. But today, Captain, the discord and the disunity is so far, and you have people who are simply playing politics. I'm convinced that if we were trying to do D-Day today, some disgruntled politician would try to get out there and say what day it was going to happen, you know, or this kind of thing. And
well, it would be like Vietnam on steroids, because in Vietnam, some of the hippy-dippies ran to Canada and thought they were going to be safe. In this day and age, they would run to Canada or Mexico to get out of the way, and it would be a lot more than what we saw in Vietnam.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Because we've lost our sense of values along the way and our sense of patriotism in some cases, and it all starts at home.
That's exactly right. And you know, Captain, as I've been saying, you know, the very fact that the Democrats continue to play politics and try to get their little issues through the legislation for the money shows to me that they're not really taking this whole thing seriously.
Now let's talk about something positive here, because the folks need to hear something positive. Massachusetts General Hospital in Chelsea, Massachusetts, has been doing a study on people that with the antibodies, people that have antibodies for the COVID-19 virus, and it's a very positive study, because they've been wondering how come some of these people haven't gotten sick, or maybe they did get sick, or they got over it, or whatnot. 32% of them before they didn't get ill, they were there for another reason, have the COVID-19 antibodies in their system, which means they might have had this thing already.
That is a real possibility, and the more that we learn about this, because we remember
last year,
happened
to me.
That's right, yeah, and we're still writing the book on this thing, and one of the things that came up earlier in the program was why New York is so much harder hit. Well, this goes to that very idea. In California, this might have also been circulating at a wider rate, and this is one of the reasons why California might not be getting hit like New York is.
Yeah, and when we come back, we're going to talk about China again, because we have to. We're also going to talk about Joe Biden again. His advisors, Simone Sanders, went out and shot her mouth off on television yesterday, and we're just going to let her put her own foot in her mouth, but we're going to help her a little bit with what we're going to tell you when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And remember, this portion of the program is brought to you by a brand new sponsor that we've got now, Balance of Nature. Now, I took Balance of Nature, I wanted to remember when it was. It was 3 years ago. And I took it for about 4 or 5 or 6 months based on the recommendation of a friend, and it was really working pretty good for me. And then all of a sudden, my doctor said to me, he says, well, you know, you might want to load up on some vitamin B12 and some vitamin C and some vitamin D and some vitamin E and just add another 1,000 milligrams of it too and take that along with it. And I told him what I was taking. He says, well, it can't hurt. He says, but you'd be better off with the vitamins. So, okay, I kind of changed course. But I'm glad that I'm back on Balance of Nature because I'm telling you, this stuff works. And in this time and age and date of things, when you need to build up your immunity a little bit, this will do it. Because I did not get sick all the time I was on this at all, period. And I'm talking about flu at the time and a couple of other things were going on. But anyway, I felt really good. I had a little bit more exercise and or more energy than I was going for longer hikes around the block and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to doing all that again, and I'm already feeling pretty good, and I've been on it for the last 3-4 days. But if you want to find out about Balance of Nature, go to the website, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And tell them you heard this on the Captain's America Third Watch. That's balanceofnature.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You going to get you some Balance of Nature?
It sounds like a great thing.
I'm telling you, it's like a shot of vitamins, because what you're doing is you're eating fruits and vegetables.
That's right.
And capsules.
Mm-hmm. And our moms would always tell us to eat your fruit and vegetables.
Oh, boy. And she'd stick that broccoli in front of me, and I couldn't stand broccoli, but now I love it.
So anyway, a beach cauliflower. All right, well, let's talk about Simone Sanders. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's a senior Biden advisor.
Yeah, well, she came on a television program over the weekend, and she blamed Donald Trump for the PPP program running out of money. It was all his fault. He did it all. He caused the problem. She did everything but say that he caused the virus. Who wants to tell her the truth about this, you or me or both of us?
Well, I think both of us, and I think she's kind of missing something here, don't you think?
Missing the whole freaking point. First of all, who controlled the money?
The Congress, yeah.
And what were they doing at the time that all this was going on when she was talking about what we should have been doing? They weren't concerned about this at all. They were worried about the impeachment proceeding because that's all they were doing. Nancy Pelosi, 24-7. Adam Schiff, 24-7. Jerry Nadler, 24-7. Impeach, impeach, impeach. That's all we heard.
That's right. It was pretty wall-to-wall. And you're right. Yeah, they have focused on that, and at the same time, here's the kicker, right? Because the president, he couldn't just focus on impeachment. He had to actually focus on other stuff, and they were getting this information. But, of course, the information they were getting, we know for a fact, Captain, was misinformation
right.
from China and from the WHO.
Right, and they chose to go with it. So, Simone, you're wrong. Nice try, but no cigar. Now, Biden also yesterday actually won something. He won the Wyoming mail-in caucus. Now, the mail-in caucus, and right away, the first thing I heard from the Democrats was, see how successful mail-in voting can be? We need to do that in this country. That's the very first thing I heard when they gave the results.
Well, sure. Yeah, well, of course. But it wasn't always a mail-in vote. It was originally supposed to be a combination of being in person and then also drop off your ballot and mail in. And then it finally just became mail-in voting with the whole crisis going on. So they were able to mail in their ballots. But also, what's also interesting about this, Captain, is that they were using what they called ranked choice voting. Where they could rank some of these different candidates according to the voter preference,
mm-hmm.
which would allow them to delineate out the delegates. And you still have people on that ballot like Tulsi Gabbard and Amy Klobuchar and even mm-hmm. Tom Steyer.
Mm-hmm. Now, the White House's Peter Navarro, who's the trade rep or something like that, has said that China has essentially killed 39,000 people with their misinformation and misreporting, talking about our people in the United States.
Well, right. I mean, this is big time. Again, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're still in that limbo area, I think. We're trying to figure out exactly what happened. You know, was it deliberate? Was it not? Was it an accident? In other words, were they making a biovirus thing and it got out accidentally? Or were they doing research but still doing very sloppy jobs at it and it got out again accidentally somehow? But it doesn't really matter what, because mm-hmm. just like Captain, you know, people have liability insurance. If something, if their property catches fire or something and they damage somebody else's property, they may not have done it intentionally, but they're responsible.
Yeah. Now, North Korea is still getting shipments, in some cases illegal shipments of stuff they're not supposed to be getting because of the embargo and all that. And UN experts right now want to blacklist 14 ships over the North Korean sanctions, violating the sanctions, so that they can no longer haul anything from whatever port they're out of.
Yes, well, exactly. I mean, this, you know, and there's the whole thing going on with North Korea as well. I mean, they're still saying they have zero coronavirus cases.
I doubt it.
Exactly right. I mean, but what this does, it puts on display, Captain, not only what we see happening in China with their communist government, but with the Stalinist-type regime in North Korea, this is exactly what they want to be able to do, control the information mm-hmm. and pretend like nothing ever happens to them kind of thing.
Now, let's talk about who this is really killing and whose business it's really right at the present time, just about stop flat-footed. Drug cartels, they are scrambling because of two things. Number one, we know they're obviously trying to get drugs into the country and around the world, right?
Right, right.
But they also smuggle people in and out, right? And they have human bondage or slavery, right?
Yes, horrible. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much gone to hell in a handbasket because a lot of their people are sick, and they're so sick, They can't transport any people.
Yes. Precisely right. Well, this is a part of, and just, what was it, a couple weeks ago or so, Captain, the president announced a big interdiction campaign, against the drug cartels, for these very kinds of reasons, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now,
I want to give you a minute here because I'm going to finish on a good note, but I want to give you a minute to talk about what you were talking about with me on the mortgage waivers that you spotted last week that you need to warn people when they sign these mortgage waivers, they better look at the fine print.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Captain. Of course, part of the CARES Act has the ability to have mortgage forbearance on the government-backed loans, and so that may be a little bit different than what people have in terms of the regular mortgage. I happen to see a report on a local news station here, so it applies mostly to California, but it could apply to other states as well. Even with the CARES Act, if you want to have a mortgage forbearance and delay your mortgage payment, simply be very careful. Be sure that the bank is telling you exactly what it means to pay that money back. In other words, is it due as a balloon payment 90 days from now? Is it something that you make payments on additionally to your mortgage once you start back up? Or is it something that's added to the loan and you pay it off towards the end of the loan as a larger principal? In other words, before you sign up, before you do anything, make sure that you know exactly what it means to have that mortgage payment waived.
Now, we're going to end on a very good note. Have you been to an animal shelter lately or know anybody that has?
I have not, unfortunately, no.
Animal shelters all across the country right now are absolutely overwhelmed by people that are seeking their permanent adopted pet.
That's right, and I have noticed, too, at least in my area, Captain, some of the animal shelters have either waived fees to adopt animals because they're all closed up right now. You'd have to make an appointment to go see the animals, or they're reducing the fees greatly, and they're encouraging people to come get the animals.
Yeah, they're doing it online. They're doing it on, you know, hop on your computer, take a look at SPCA number 1431 or whatever, you know, wherever it is they call themselves in different areas, and pick your pet online. Come take a look at it. If it's what you want, then it's going to cost you $10 instead of $30 or whatever. It'll have all those shots, have a chip in it and all that, right?
Exactly.
And it could be a dog. It could be a cat. It could be a parrot. Whatever else, the bunny rabbit, whatever else you're giving away, right?
That's right. And I'm sure you and our furry friends and our feathered friends would love to have a new family. Absolutely. And they do you a lot of good, you know. Absolutely.
Well, psychologically, for the people that are home alone, I mean a loan, okay, it would certainly help them out because there's nothing worse right now worrying about your money, worrying about your checks, worrying about your stimulus and all this stuff, and you got nobody but you and the television to look at, and most of what you're going to hear is doom and gloom. But at least we ended on a good note, Kyle.
Yeah, I agreed. I like that very much.
Tell everybody how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and you know, when all else fails, go adopt a pet. That's what I did. I did it twice in a row before I had my original dog of 14 years. That was a purebred. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says things are starting to look better.
The federal government stepped up and was a great partner. And I'm the first one to say it. We needed help and they were there. State and local governments were fantastic. The hospital system was fantastic. New Yorkers were fantastic. And that is an undeniable fact.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said he was glad to hear that.
I just think it's so good because it's bipartisan. You know, this is not about Democrats, Republicans. This is about a thing that hit our country, the likes of which has never happened to us before. Wars, those wars, Civil War, sure. But First World War, the Second World War, they're not fought on this country. This is being fought in this country, but it's being fought in 184 countries all over the world. It's terrible.
This is USA Radio News.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our very good friends over at the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, National Aviation Academy has two campuses. They're opening up again in May. And you can find out more by going to NAA.edu. But in the meantime, here's what they're all about. Give a listen.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, last week, Bo told us, Bo Browning, who was here, or wasn't here, but he was on the telephone doing his weekly interview with us, told us that the National Aviation Academy was going to be opening back up again in May, so restarting their classes and getting on with their academic year, because they are a technical school where you learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, They have two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. And you can find out more about them by going to the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of their facility. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of their facility. Tell them the captain sent you when you do that, but NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Now, before we get started with our military and veterans news, I want to give you the phone number for any vets out there that are struggling with this COVID-19 problem or with debt assistance because of it, because there's a program that's been created to help you and a phone number you can call for veterans COVID-19 debt assistance. And that means just what it means. If you're having problems paying your bills and you're a veteran and you need some help, these people are there to help you. 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648. And that's the number for veterans, not active duty military, but veterans to call if you're having any problems trying to pay your bills. Now, there's a bill in Congress right now in the House of Representatives which would include medically retired veterans in a stimulus bill. Now, what this would do is it would help put money back in the pockets of veterans who were forced to retire early from military service because of battlefield injury or illness, to where they were given a disability, but they lost out on their pension and their retirements, even if they were short-timers and just had a few months or a few years to go to get to their 20. And retirement and VA disability compensation are fundamentally different benefits granted for different reasons. Now, to deny earned retirement pay from veterans who were unfortunately medically retired early because of wounds or illnesses sustained on a battlefield is an absolute injustice. It's been going on, and now is the time to stop it. Now, this is called the Major Richard Starr Act, named after Major Richard Starr. It would eliminate the unjust offset for some 42,000 Chapter 61 retirees. That's what they call them when they retire them because of medical or physical or mental or whatever disability. They call them Section 61 for injuries suffered in combat. Now, this is just a modest segment of the approximately 450,000 military retirees who are unjustly denied their retirement pay. And this has happened way too many times, and it just needs to stop. So get a hold of your congressman and say, hey, what's this Major Richard Starr Act? Take a look at it. See if they even know. Now, the 48-hour review period is an essential feature of the VA claims process. Eliminating a VSO review prior to finalizing a claim decision is going to lead the VA to wrongfully denying veterans their earned benefits because of correctable errors. And VA Secretary Wilkie wants to maintain the policy of the 48-hour review. But during these uncertain times, maybe the VA ought to take a look at doing what they can to speed things up for the veterans that have claims. I mean, I'm just saying. And by the way, all eligible veterans will receive their 2020 stimulus checks regardless of whether they file taxes or not. Veterans who did not file taxes because they rely on VA benefits are still eligible to receive your stimulus checks. Now, these are going to be scattered out. Some of you got them, some of you didn't get them. But they're going to be scattered out over the month of April, over the month of May, and some of them may go into June. We'll see.
Now, there is a way to double-check by going to irs.gov/coronavirus tax relief and economic impact. There's a little link there you can click on to track and see what's going on with your particular check. And I know a lot of people are doing that. Now, the FDA withdrawal of Zantac has affected some military health beneficiaries. Because as of April the 1st, 2020, the Food and Drug Administration advised the withdrawal of all the over-the-counter and prescription ranitidine, which is the drug often referred to by its name, Zantac. It's most commonly used to treat heartburn, stomach ulcers, gastro-reflux and intestinal disease, and other conditions related to stomach acid levels. Now, consumers that were taking a prescription for this should talk to their doctors before you stop your medication, because there are other products you can take. And it's something that you should consider, because they were having all kinds of problems. Now, the MIA update, Marine Corps Private Jack R. Stambaugh, 20. His remains are returned. He was killed in the Bato Islands at Tarawa the Gilbert Islands in Tarawa, rather. Army PFC Anthony Mendones, 28, was also killed in the Mariana Islands. Army Sergeant Billy V. Rogers, who was 19 years old and a buck sergeant, was killed in Korea at the Chosin Reservoir. His remains were returned. And Army Private Wayne Evans, 21, was killed in the Bataan Death March, 1941. His returns were returned to the United States. And that was a gruesome thing right there. As most people know that have studied anything about what the Japanese did to our troops, they called it the Death March. That's exactly what it was. Alrighty. Coming up, our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, we're going to take a look at the weather. Then after that, we've got Denise Simon in the house, and she's going to be chatting with us. Now, we're going to ask her about some different stuff that's been going on here. She's got an interesting take, if you will, on what's coming out of North Korea with all of this. Did it escape was it a virus that actually got away from a lab, or was it one of these wet markets, or this, that, and the other? And I'm not buying the wet markets for a second, and neither should you. Because what they were talking about, I mean, they were talking about animals, and then it was what? Bats that weren't even in the area that they were talking about. The bats were several hundred miles away, but it looks like as if somebody may have brought a bat back to the area where this particular person was working, I guess, and was working on a bat, developing some sort of vaccine or something. I don't know. It's so convoluted. We're going to get Denise Simon to check it out for us and tell us what she thinks. But in the meantime, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up, and Kathy Curtis is going to take you to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Now, that first person you heard was Donna Fiducia, and Donna and her husband Don from Cowboy Logic were on with Mark Walters last night on his nationally syndicated show called Armed American Radio, and I heard them last night, hour number two, but we're going to pick up a little music right now and take us into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the great Pilot and Flying J truck stops near you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, the largest truck stops in the world, in the country, sorry, and we're going to pick right up where we left off last hour. break yet? That's a song from the 60s, Eddie and the Cruisers. At least the original song was, but that's Eddie and the Cruisers. And by the way, the movie by the same name. And, of course, that was quite a group back in the day. Anyway, a powerful cold front is going to push off to the southeast coast through today. And some strong to severe thunderstorms may be possible. Valdosta, you got a bullseye on yourself tonight, so be advised. Keep your weather radios on. And a new cold front from Canada is going to bring unsettled weather, some wintry weather and gusty winds to the upper Midwest on Monday, then into the Northeast and Middle Atlantic on Tuesday, and that's going to be another interesting system to keep your eyes on, as an active pattern will keep mountain snow and valley rain going on from the Sierras to the Rockies. Now, there is another system that's coming ashore right now out there in California that's going to be moving to the east, so that means Reno, day or two out. Las Vegas, day or two out. Phoenix, maybe. Flagstaff, day or two out. Maybe three by the looks of it here. But it's all going to be coming your way. So that's going to be I-80, I-40, I-15. And it's probably going to find Colorado probably by the end of the week, it looks like. Now, there is some fog tonight in Oklahoma, the southern part of Oklahoma, central part of Oklahoma, going up I-35, you're going to be in it for about 100 miles. It goes across eastern Oklahoma into the central part of Missouri, and then all the way up into Iowa, south part of Iowa. You got it from pretty much the Oklahoma line on I-40 all the way over past Springfield in Missouri. And then there's some fog in Houston this morning. Goes up straight up north out of Houston, about 25 miles wide, about 50 miles north, so be advised of that in the Houston area. Now, the rain is pretty much limited to Alabama, Georgia, and the central part of South Carolina. We've got some heavy rain. We've had some heavy rain downfall, downpours. We've got flooding reports between Valdosta and Atlanta up in there. We've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings for the whole area. Again, Valdosta, you're in it. Northern part of Florida, you're in it. Jasper, you're in it. There's some bad weather that's developing and moving across. It should be gone probably by the middle of the day, I'm guessing. But then again, this other system that we've got coming down from the north, that could be interesting. It could be bringing some snow into parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and West Virginia, and even Virginia in the mountains again, so by the middle of the week. So keep your eyes on all of that. And other than that, a little windy tonight, central part of Ohio, central part of Indiana, central part of Illinois. A lot of Minnesota getting some pretty good breezes tonight. Matter of fact, we've got small craft warnings down here in Florida, in my area, for the day. So it's going to be windy down here. And windy in the eastern half of South Dakota. Now, keep in mind your beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. And I got an announcement about the Freedom Boat Club here. We have got today, they're going to be opening again for normal business. Today, the Freedom Boat Club will be open again for normal business, so be advised of that. But I got to tell you right now before Denise Simon comes along about the pilots and the Flying J's, because they bring in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And the pilots now, the travel centers, you can find at Arby's. You can find a full-service Dairy Queen. You can find a full-service McDonald's, full-service Wendy's. Might even find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, or maybe one of each at a pilot travel center. And don't forget your Flying J's, too. All the amenities they still got going on there. Need a shower? Open. Need to do your laundry? Open. Need to get the truck oil changed if they got a repair shop there? Open. Truck wash if they got a truck wash open? Open, all that good stuff. So there you go. All part of what they got at most of the truck stops anyway. So stop on by, check them out, see what they have to offer. All right, here's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we got some interesting news tonight going on here. I don't know what's more important than the other, but I think I'm going to go in this avenue to begin with. What in the hell happened in Nova Scotia yesterday? We had a guy get dressed up like a Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman and had a car that was kind of set up to look that way, And then he went on a shooting spree? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, he did. He also set some houses on fire, and apparently the shooting spree was completely, completely random. It's really never happened before in Nova Scotia's history, something like this.
Of course
he's
not.
Dead. He's dead himself.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really working pretty hard to find out some kind of a motive. It's not like he was new to the area. It's not like he had some other kind of financial desperations or, you know, workplace, you know, violence. We don't know any of that yet, but that was nuts. That was just absolutely nuts.
He set up a car to look like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police car, so he must have had something stashed somewhere.
Have no idea. Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. There's things that, you know, you would think that what they've been able to report so far, it's hard to tell that if any of the media asked certain other kinds of questions and got the answers but were told not to report them or what. But that one was a bad one.
And then we had somebody hijack a bus in Dallas, Texas, and he wound up getting killed. I mean, I'm just saying. And then the night before that, we had another cop get killed, went to the door, and the guy opened up and opened fire on him.
I would say we better start opening states again, don't you?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, because this is ridiculous. And again, you know, I'm using the hashtag Reopen Florida for one of the things I'm doing with hashtag Reopen America, because there's a couple of those movements going on, and we did see some protests yesterday in California, in Virginia.
Bomb all over. They were everywhere over the weekend.
Well, they were California, Virginia, Minnesota, Maryland, and Michigan. Those are the ones that were reported on. I don't know about anybody else. There was supposed to be something going on in Florida, but I think it got rained out.
No, there were some in Florida. There's Reno. I mean, they were just everywhere. I looked at the whole video, but I probably saw 20 or 30 of them yesterday.
Okay, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to take a break, top of the hour news. We're going to come back, and then we're going to talk to you about some different stuff going on when it comes to coronavirus, the COVID-19. There apparently is a Nobel biotechnical scientist who has a theory on this. We'll let you know what that is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.